for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Is a globally recognized fitness and nutrition expert and personal trainer to celebrities. He's been featured on many TV shows, including The Today Show and Good Morning America. In January, he'll star in the upcoming ABC series, My Diet is Better Than Yours. He's the fitness editor of Shape Magazine and contributing editor for Men's Fitness. Welcome back to the show, Jay Cardiello. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello,
Thank
Jay.
You guys. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, great to have you with us back. Always a pleasure. I love the title of the upcoming show, My Diet is Better Than Yours, because there's so many weight loss clinics, diet books, fat-burning supplements, exercise gadgets. Jay, it's so confusing with so many options available. Why are we all so overweight?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many experts seem to disagree on everything. What food
exactly.
we should eat, what exercise we should and shouldn't do.
Exactly.
In my opinion, diets don't work. What is, if you want sustainable outcome with weight loss, it's all about changing behavior. I hate to say this, but America, we're leading it. 34% of America is obese, and it is a disease. And in my opinion, these are addicts, and the way that you can actually implement or make an intervention is through behavioral change. Diets do not work. And if you look right in the root of the word diet, it's die. You're always It's a quick fix. You're dying to get through with it. It's deprivation. It's food that you want, and it's not sustainable. If you want to change, if you want to make that change to have sustainable weight loss, you have to change your mindset, and you have to make a behavioral change.
Right. When you say behavioral change, do you mean like we're stuck in our routines that we've got to kind of just get out of?
Well, a lot of things, Dr. Friedman, that you look at, for instance, like January 1st, you know, we all make our resolutions. But we don't resolve anything. The personal, professional issues that were going on, something in our past. Food is just a habit. It's not the root cause. Just like alcohol is a habit, drugs are a habit. We need to find out that why factor. What brought us to that point? Maybe it's a personal relationship. Maybe it's finances. There's something that set off that trigger. And once you find that trigger and you resolve that issue, then you can make the resolution of, okay, now I'm going to focus on the food. Now I'm going to focus on the exercise. If you look for a quick fix, it's just a Band-Aid. And once it's ripped off, the cut's still there.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense, because I think that would really be the answer why there's so much failure. People are doing the right exercise. They're following this great diet. They're not losing weight because they didn't start with them. They didn't look in the mirror and say, I've got to change first.
Of course. Of course. And it's so confusing, because if you Google, if you look on the internet, you go to Amazon and purchase these books, there's a plethora of books that says this diet works and this diet works. But the fact is, as you just stated, if you don't look in the mirror, you don't go after the root cause, then you're not addressing the issue. And the issue is us. And until we really say, and it's kind of funny, because there's nothing bells and whistles about addressing us, but diets and exercise look so attractive. When you get to that root cause, you will have sustainability. And also, too, Dr. Friedman, a thing that's overlooked that everybody agrees on as experts, but we don't talk about it much, sleep. Sleep sets the whole thing in terms of food, the leptin levels, ghrelin levels. And also, too, if you're not getting enough sleep, it's not going to be effective in terms of weight loss. People struggle because what? We get applauded for working 100 hours a week, but if you're not getting a sleep, you're not going to get the weight loss, and you're going to reach for those comfort foods.
Right. And you're going to waste your time at the gym if you're doing a great workout and you look in the mirror and go, wow, what's happening? And because maybe you got 5 hours sleep last night and the night before.
It's so true. And it's so true. And as I said, it's not all bells and whistles. When you think about sleep, it's pretty mundane. It's pretty boring. But it really sets the pace in terms of weight loss. It sets the tone for hormonal balance. And it sets the tone for stress levels. Well, your cortisol levels are all over the place. If you're not getting enough rest, you're doing yourself a disservice, and there's no diet that's going to work that can overpower sleep. If you're not getting it, nothing is going to be effective, nor exercise, nor proper food plan.
That makes sense. And, you know, but exercise, I know you're an athlete, so it's an important mm-hmm. part of your daily life. But let me ask you, the average person uses that four-letter word, T-I-M-E, becomes the challenge. There's just not enough of it. Jay, I did the math. There's 168 hours in a week. Most people spend 40 working, 48 hours sleeping. That leaves 80 hours each week, yet people can't devote 3 measly hours to exercise?
You know, it's true. We always have these things. We say, I don't have enough time. I don't have the money. we have all the resources, but we're not being resourceful. You know, simply as I tell people, stand on one leg while brushing your teeth. You know, the person you just had on before, dance while you're getting dressed in the morning. Simple things that you can implement throughout your day. You know, the American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes of moderate exercise. And people forget, walking is exercise. Your body's your best gym, and the membership only expires when you stop. So walking, in my opinion, is the best exercise for people. It's safe, it's effective, and it's free.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let me ask, I have a patient who's been struggling with his weight for 5 years, and in spite of eating clean, he tells me what to eat, he exercises regularly. He came in last week trim and slim. I said, what is your secret? And he told me he stopped drinking wine every night, and the pounds just flew off. What's your opinion on alcohol consumption?
Here's the thing with the alcohol consumption. It relaxes you. And so when you're in that relaxed setting, you're what? Your comfort. If you think about people when they're relaxed, they're more prone to reach for things and more prone to be distracted by television at parties. And when you let your guard down, that's when the food can come creeping in. And we have to be careful of that. And also, too, there is sugar in it. There's added sugar in alcoholic beverages. And, you know, there's a direct correlation with sugar and obesity and also the addiction that lies within sugar. So we really have to be careful of that.
Well, there's also the stress relief factor there, Dr. Friedman. I know you probably brought that up with me in mind, but go on, guys.
Yeah, but one thing, Jay, you mentioned in the beginning, sleep's so important. Drinking alcohol, if you do it before bed, can disrupt your sleep. So you can get that less deep restorative sleep. So that goes back full circle to what you were talking about with not adequate sleep.
Of course, and if you think about it, Dr. Friedman, we're in a society where we're applauded. If you work 100, if you work 80 hours, you're so applauded, and you're burning both ends of the candles, and we need proper rest. Alcohol disrupts that sleep, just like if you're drinking coffee late in the evening, which people sometimes do. It's disrupting your sleep. Your body has to work so much harder to clean it out. You're not getting proper rest, so what you're doing is you're keeping your body in that havoc sort of state or catabolic state, not getting the rest. And when you don't get the rest, you're not going to get the sustainable weight loss.
Very, very true. Let me ask you, I'm wondering, how important is like getting a physical or maybe even blood work before starting a diet or exercise program? Very few people do this.
Of course. And I always say the blood is the roadmap to your body. Your doctor is going to know what your thyroid level is. Are you hyper or hyper? And that's very big. And a lot of people don't know that. And then it becomes a lot of frustration. So the blood lays the foundation of what is going on in your body. Cortisol level, stress level. It's very important. And we need to also get physical. It's just like you take your car every 3,000 miles for oil. You need to get a physical and you need to get blood work.
Right. Especially take your car before a race. You know, you're going to get that thing tuned up. Why wouldn't you want to actually check your oil inside and all the amounts and the levels? It would make sense as well.
Of course, of course. The more you know, the better strategy you have, and the better you have the chance of success. And that's all we want in life.
That's great. So give us one more quick tip other than standing on one foot while we brush. Is there anything else around the house we can do?
Sure. Simple thing as standing on a pillow cushion, one leg, balancing, dance while you're getting dressed in the morning, and also, too, make sure you're getting enough water. People overlook the importance. That's really a big factor. I say minimum half your body weight in ounces a day, depending upon your activity levels. That's really important for people.
Thanks, Jay. It's such great information. Always a pleasure to have you on. And to learn more about Jay Cardiello, you can go to CardielloFitness.com. Be sure to check out his J-Core Accelerated Body Transformation and how you can lose 30 pounds in 40 days. You can follow him on Twitter at Jay Cardiello. And for our daily health tweets, you can follow us at Dr. David Friedman. And if you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Share these shows, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Everybody can learn together. And you know, if you're listening to Dr. David Friedman, you're always having a good time. This is a multitask medium. You can listen while you're walking or standing on a pillow or brushing your teeth. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.